Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to our podcast. It is good to be here, and I hope that you are doing well. I am delighted that you've taken time today to tune into our podcast to maybe feel some connection or listen to something that you find soothing or to learn something new. We all have different reasons and intentions when we tune into a podcast. Maybe it's just for entertainment. But anyway, I'm honored that you chose ours, and I am sorry that it's been a month since the last episode. My intention is always to be regular with it, but sometimes life happens. So, firstly, a little update from our side. So today it's me, Susie, here recording a solo episode, which I love it. I also find it challenging, and I'm excited. I'm in Portugal now, in my beautiful home. I'm sitting actually in what will be Lucas, my son's future room. The room is painted blue. The room is painted in this nice blue color, and the sunshine is coming in through the windows. Even though it's still a bit cold here in Portugal, it's still like that on the beginning of spring where it's not really warm yet, but it's still beautiful sunshine today. We've had a whole week of rain and it's been really, really cold at night. And I know saying this coming from Norway, it's not comparable at all. But here in Portugal, it's more like we're living in tune with the temperature that's outside, also indoors. So that's why we really can feel when it gets cold. We're in wool indoors with like blankets and our indoor shoes and getting really cozy. But slowly and surely, we can see these signs of spring, and the whole street is filled with these beautiful wild flowers, and the birds are chirping, and it's like, you can see we live very close to lots of farms, and you can see that the farmers really are starting to prepare the fields and doing a lot of work outside. And so are we in our own garden. We are preparing everything for spring. For example, like the apple trees, I haven't done this myself, but a very handy and professional gardener has helped us with all of our fruit trees, like cutting them down and making sure that everything is right so that they can grow and bloom for spring. And I've seen the first little flowers come out on the pear tree and also on the grapes, which is so exciting. It's our first spring. We just moved into this house in October, so it's the first spring, summer and fall. We've only had winter in this house so far, and I'm very, very ready for this next season. So, as you may know, if you follow me or us on Instagram, we have recently been relocated ourselves to Central America. We've been for a while in Costa Rica with Annette. Our mom was there for a while, and my little family, Annette's family, Rafe's family, Annette's son. And we've been there since 12th of January until I left in the beginning of March, and Annette is still in Costa Rica. Whilst I left with my family for a little Mexico surf trip at the end, and it was incredible, so much fun. I've never been to Mexico before, so it was the first time, and it was just exciting to see something new. Also really terrifying at first to go out of our comfort zone, which I feel like it sounds like Costa Rica is so far away and it's like out of our comfort zone, but we've been there for so many years now and we have a beautiful community there and we really know kind of how the way of life is there and we really love it. So then this year we were like, okay, we need to challenge ourselves. We know that growth happens when you feel a little bit uncomfortable and when you're faced with something new and when you have to navigate it in a new way, and especially traveling with a little baby as we do, under 1 year old, it can feel daunting. And it definitely did. And that jump is always like, wow, you feel it in your stomach. But I feel like when we do that, we always get so, so rewarded. So we were in two different surf towns, and then we made our way to Mexico City for the last few days. And it's an incredible city, at least the parts that I saw. Reminded me of Barcelona meets Paris meets Rio de Janeiro. So, and all of those are my favorites. So there was so much good food. I mean, tacos everywhere on every street corner, and incredibly kind people, amazing temperature. It gets a little bit like crisp in the morning at this time of year, but then when the sun comes out, it goes up to 30 degrees. So that was incredible. And so we've enjoyed our time so, so much. And I love every time I see a new place, I feel like something inside of me also expands, like visiting a new art gallery in Mexico City and visiting like these designer shops where they have handmade all of these clothes. It's so inspiring. And I feel like I really come alive. And then, yeah, we came back here to Portugal and we went into... Actually, at first, a really hot few days with a Sahara sandstorm before it turned back into winter for a week with like cold and rain. And so I feel like we got a little bit of winter this year as well. And I know that it's a theme in my life to trying to embrace winter and the colder periods also. So a little bit of everything, but mostly sunshine this winter, which has been so, so good. So I'm not sure how long Annette will stay in Costa Rica, but I think she'll stay there for a few more months. And she is now fully on maternity leave. So taking a step back from working and focusing her time on her and her baby, which is so, so important and beautiful in this stage of life. That's what we're meant to do. And I am then finished with my maternity leave in the end of February. I ended the leave and slowly but surely gone back into more and more work. But when you have your own business, as some of you may know, it's not like it's ever been a really big break, or it was when I took like fully a few months off when Luca was a bit younger. But the last few months have been pretty involved and pretty on things. And now it feels so incredibly fun to come back to work. It's also overwhelming to be in charge, but it makes it kind of clear in terms of decision making. And I really have to step into the role as a leader, being in charge as I am, which I'm enjoying. And it's also challenging me a lot because I actually have to make all these decisions. And sometimes they're not easy decisions. It's not clear to me, even though I'm tuned in, I listen to my intuition. I still get confused sometimes, and like my ego comes in the way or fear comes in the way. And it's an opportunity for a lot of growth. One of the things that we just did was to launch our new retreats. I hope that you've seen this on Instagram, and maybe some of you listening also booked on our retreats. It's going to be an amazing experience, and I can't wait for that because I love these in-person meets. They're so special, especially when you have a whole week together. There is such growth happening. There is such transformation. And the transformation begins now already. From my side, it begins by actually managing this launch, putting something out there that is created from our hearts, from our souls. It is super vulnerable. And I think sometimes that when you see a business online launching something or creating something, maybe as a customer or as a follower, you don't always realize that there's maybe one or two or three or four people sitting behind this creation, and they've done everything themselves. So when in terms of Radical Broccoli, we do most things ourselves. We have incredible help also. And we have our amazing team member, Pernille. She's been so valuable to me. She's been working with us for a while now, and she does everything that you can see visually with our retreats. She does so much more than that, but she is the one that has made all this design, all the photos. Together we create the videos, and she's just incredible. And it is, for both of us, we talked about this, like we put so much time and effort into our creations, and then putting it out there and setting it to life is quite daunting, quite scary, quite vulnerable. So every time someone books on a retreat, it means the world to us. We're like squealing, and you know, they say that a small business, every time you purchase something, the people behind do like a little happy dance, and this is definitely true. Nothing goes unnoticed, and that also goes with any negative comments, or not necessarily that we receive a lot of this, but when you make a mistake or criticism, like the first launch that we did inside our membership, I had managed to put the wrong end date. So I had put the 21st instead of the 20th, and stuff like that. It's like, oof. I feel it when I get notified, like, oh, this isn't the right date. Something I think is like the little girl inside that still wants to do everything perfect and yeah, make sure that people are happy. It's like very triggering to both the people pleaser and the perfectionist inside of me, which has been two themes that have come up a lot lately. And also in terms of the process beginning, when you book on a retreat, you are faced with the process beginning for yourself, whether that's a course, a retreat, something that you know that's going to, or a trip, something that you know is going to help you grow. The growth starts already taking that first step of actually booking. You have to do the jump. You have to invest in yourself. You have to see this money going out of your bank account into this unknown. And it can feel scary. It can feel triggering. It can feel like you're not worth it, or like you don't have the time, like you don't have the finances to it, even if you maybe do physically have the money. Not physically, but in your account. It can feel, all of these limiting beliefs can come up, and then it's our opportunity to see this as, okay, my process has started. My triggers, when triggers come, we're in the process and we are ready for the next leap. So if you feel triggered in any way after booking something, after investing in yourself, I know this feeling so well. Every time I've invested massively in, for example, coaching or educating myself, and I've had to pay a lot of money for it. I've chosen to pay a lot for it. It shows my investment in myself and my dedication to my own process, which eventually I know will impact me massively and also so many people around me. So this growth isn't just for ourselves, but it's also for our families, for our friends, for generations, for our kids, for, yeah, the impact is just wild when you see how, if we change to connecting more with our hearts than our heads and become kinder, we become happier, we also inspire people around us. And the ripple effect of that is so much bigger than what we can see. So here's to that process and recognizing that. And at the same time, this is another theme of my life lately. Knowing that we can be in a growth process, in a healing something, but at the same time, we are absolutely perfect just where we are. There's nothing that needs to change. And how can those two things coexist? That is something that I find inspiring to think about, to feel, because it means that we can wrap ourselves into self-love and a feeling of self-worth while we still experience these shifts, the growth, the triggers, the things that we want to heal. Because what happens if we see it this way is that we step from lack into abundance. So when we shift from a lack mindset, which is like, oh, I'm healing, I'm growing, It's like we consider ourselves unfinished or unwhole or not good enough, instead of seeing that we can grow while we're already amazing. We're already good enough. We have created so much. We've manifested so much. We have done so much shift and change and growth, and that stepping into growth and healing from that perspective is so abundant and so different. And so this brings me over to the topic that I wanted to dive deeper into in today's podcast, which is perfectionism, which has been such a theme in my life for a long, long time. I think ever since I was a kid, I have felt the sense of needing to always improve, always make things better. There's always an opportunity to excel, to do great, to like be flawless and to polish things and to like tweak it into making it even better. And I think this is natural in all human beings, because we are essentially like the universe is always expanding, always growing. That is the flow of life with us as well. We are always looking to take the next step, which eventually what growth is. But sometimes it can get a bit out of hand almost when we have this feeling that it's never good enough. And what's so interesting with perfectionism is that when you hear the word, it sounds like, okay, a perfectionist is someone who is really good at what they do and they always do things perfect and it's always like great work. But the thing is that perfectionism really is a lack mindset. Have you ever thought of it that way? This just, I think, has opened up inside of me really recently, that perfectionism is truly never feeling good enough. And that's lack, for sure. That is not supportive in any way. That is always tearing ourselves down. That is actually not celebrating our successes. That is always feeling like it could have been better. And that's such a sad feeling in life when we, like we did now, with this retreat launch. I went through this whole shift from launching the retreat, being so excited, seeing the bookings come in, like my energy flowed all the way up, like ecstatic, and then these errors happened, and then boom, my energy just fell to the floor, and I felt like, oh my God, I've done something wrong. It's not perfect. It's flawed. They're going to see it. They're going to discover I'm not good enough. This isn't professional, and my ego just came fully. And that to me is a sign of unhealthy perfectionism, where you're not allowed to make any mistakes. And it's like this ego sitting on your shoulder, whipping you. That is how I experience it, at least. And it's incredibly mean thoughts that can come in. And we can also fool ourselves thinking that, oh, but it's a healthy way of being, because it's going to help us shift and grow and do things better. And yes, partly it can, but not when it comes out in this form of like whipping you. And so I realized that I have to shift this. My intention was, okay, I don't want to feel this way anymore. This doesn't feel good. I don't want to be so strict with myself. This strict energy doesn't necessarily need to belong in my life. I want to create with softness and with love. And I want to recognize how incredible work we've done here. And also the incredible work that we will do on the retreat. And I know it's going to change the participants, you guys' life, as well my own. And so my lesson was like tuning back into, what are we actually doing here? Okay, we are some people here, some souls here, and some souls on the other side. We have made this connection together, and we're going to go on this journey for a short week where we will go into this transformation together, and that space is what we've created. That's what we're selling. And the intention is so strong. It is so made out of love. It is so pure. It is nothing to do with performing, really. And that's what I had to disconnect. Like, how about enjoying the process and having fun with it and seeing that the perfect amount of people are going to come, and the exact people who are meant to be there are going to come. So what if I can just let go of the fact that feeling that pressure? And also, we've done as good as we could with the design, with the dates, with the details and everything. So I really had to go back and like talk to myself in this kind way, like, you know what, it's so fine to make mistakes. It's okay. You do the best that you can. And now it's time to actually also enjoy the process. Because if we never enjoy the process, we're never actually going to enjoy the result either, because it can be so short. And also, a sign of perfectionism is actually not celebrating when we do something good. We're just like, okay, I'm done, on to the next. And I think also with perfectionism that we are hunting feedback. And I know that feedback is, or at least to me in my own life, it's like, feedback is a sense of connection. So partly I understand that as humans, we all always want to be connected. We always want to be in, like, in community, in the society. We want to contribute, and we want feedback because we want to feel like, okay, I'm contributing. I'm making a change here. This is my piece of the society puzzle. I'm helping out here. But then it can tip over. And especially with social media, all these likes and all the little endorphin hits that we get from getting a like or getting shared or getting feedback can turn into this like monster that we have to keep feeding. It's never enough. And that is something to check in with ourselves when we are creating online, when we are sharing, like, why, what kind of level of feedback are we looking for? When are we happy with the feedback? So I have to remind myself, like, it's not about the likes, but I understand why we want to see the likes also, because we want to see that people connect with what we create, that we have reached people. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything about our own self-worth. That's the important reminder. So it's always like reminding ourselves, why do we feel this way? Why do we want the likes? Why do we want the feedback? Okay, I understand why. I really, really do. It's almost down to the level of survival in community. We want to fill our role. We want to make an impact. And then knowing that, okay, we will still survive even though something doesn't go the way that we want it to go. And another common theme with perfectionism is these unrealistically high expectations that we can set, not only for ourselves, but also to other people. And this is where perfectionism can really get unhealthy, is when we even pick on others or expect something from others that they are never able to fulfill. Like, let's say this would be really, really typical with a partner that you live with, or someone that you work with, someone that is close in your life and that you are reliant on doing something. Like, you actually rely on their effort. And if you're a perfectionist, it can be incredibly triggering letting go of the control of how these other people perform. And I've seen this with my sister working with her. She doesn't have these perfectionistic tendencies in the way that I do. So I can often go into this pattern of like, unrealistically expecting her, without her even knowing my expectations, to do stuff in a certain way and to a certain level of detail. And I'm super like nitty gritty with the details, and we just have totally different ways of working. And so this is when I have to take a step back, take a breath, let go again of the control. It is always about this control, and let other people be in their own process and see that, okay, maybe that is again another dimension of perfect design, because she's teaching me that we don't have to be a perfectionist. You don't have to be in control of everything, and it still can be amazing. It still can work out. It still can, you can still have an incredible business together and grow and create amazing results. So if you're one of the people who keep having these unrealistic expectations of others, but also with yourself, I think it's time to take a step back and lower our expectations. And I was so well reminded of this the other day in Mexico when I paddle out to my morning surf. There was this local, beautiful, incredible surfer girl, a woman, probably like 15 men out there and a few women. And she was one of these. And she just had this aura that everyone was magnetized to her. She was so incredible. Not only because she was such a good surfer, but because of her mood and her smile. And she was even smiling. She had the biggest smile on the wave. Usually people are super focused, trying to do the best maneuvers and super focused on performing on the wave. But she just looked like she was having so much fun and just enjoying herself. And then I paddled past her and I was like, hey, good morning. And like, how's it been? And she was like, amazing. I had so low expectations. And I'm super happy, she said. And it's such a good reminder of the fact that when we lower our expectations, we can almost always be positively impacted by it. And we will always feel like it's a pleasant surprise instead of like how I often do. Let's say paddling out to the same spot, I would be like, okay, it's time to perform. I need to do it this way. I need to get this many waves to prove to myself that I can surf and that I am good enough and to show the other people in the lineup. And it's like this really unhealthy part that can take over, which has nothing to do with my heart, with my soul. It's only the brain and childhood programming, basically. But she planted in me again that lowering our expectations can be one of the healthiest things that we can do. And then I was thinking, okay, how about manifestation and intentions? How can we combine a strong intention with low expectations? That is my new outlook on things, because we want to create amazing things, but we want to not be disappointed every time. And we want to set the bar in the perfect place so that we won't feel like we're always reaching. And it's the same thing. It's this like, how are we already good enough while still growing? So this is a little thing for you to feel into, to check in on, to, I would love to hear from you on this topic. Like, how do you set expectations? Or do you do it consciously or unconsciously? Usually it's unconsciously that we do these things. Like we don't really sit down and think about what our expectations are, but maybe that's some of the best things that we can do. Like for the next time that I launch a retreat, I want to sit down with myself or with our team and talk through our expectations and talk through the highs and lows. And okay, what if this happens? What if this happens? And then still keep a strong intention that the perfect amount of people will come and that we will sell and that we will do amazing. But lower the pressure a bit. And yeah, I think that's a good practice, especially for those of us who are perfectionists, because there's so much out there that tells us that we need to change, that we need to be better, that we need to shift. And yes, we can, and we always will, but we can do it from a space of love and integrity and self-worth. And that is a whole different vibe. So, my dear listeners, thank you for tuning in with me today. I just had the last sip of my delicious matcha. We have got this incredible new matcha from Anima Mundi in the Radical Broccoli shop. I don't know if you've seen it, tried it yet. It's so tasty. I have it every day with the collagen from Women's Zinc and some coconut cream from Anima Mundi to make it both filled with good fats and also with protein. And so it's this incredibly nice little boost in the morning. So it's, yeah, I love to start my day like that. And I want to finish the episode here today. I hope this gave you some new insight that you can really start this week feeling that you're already exactly where you want to be, but you're still creating this incredible future. It takes us back to the present moment. I can only speak for myself, maybe you're good at this, but sometimes we look to the future all the time and we kind of just go through our days way too quickly without slowing down and being like, wow, what an incredible place to be. What a nice life I've created for myself. What an incredible journey I've been on, and right where I am now is a good place to be. Even if things really hurt or if things are really bad, it's like, yeah, we're meant to feel things. We're meant to feel the whole scale of emotions and to have all kinds of experiences and this contrast. Like when the winter is over, it feels incredible when the sunshine comes back. So I wish you a beautiful day, dear all healing perfectionists out there. We can let this go. We can drop it. We don't have to call ourselves perfectionists anymore. From this day, we can just decide, okay, I'm good enough. This is good enough. I don't really care about the all this pressure that I put on myself anymore. So one step at a time. Biggest hug and lots of love to all of you, and I hope to see you at our retreat. If you haven't booked already, have a look at the link in the description here. I will let you browse through the beautiful pictures, the testimonials, and just see what people said about our first retreats, and I think you will feel intrigued to join us in Portugal in September 16th to 20th. So have a lovely day. Moderne medier.